This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Have you thought about fostering and what it involves? Well, AusChild is an independent not-for-profit organisation who support children, young people and families throughout the country. And here to chat to us about their experience of fostering is Christopher Schilt. Chris, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Chris, how did you get into fostering?
Well, it was something that I'd always kind of considered. I was thinking about it, especially through COVID, when I had kind of a lot of spare time, and I guess I've always wanted to be a parent in some way. And I think, as most of the listeners will understand, it's really difficult as part of the LGBTIQA+ community for some of us to be parents. And I thought about what kind of suited me, and fostering seemed to tick a lot of boxes for me because there's lots of support, and because it didn't have to be kids that were my own biologically. I guess in a lot of ways it was good to just be able to provide a safe and stable home for someone or a little young person that doesn't have that.
In providing that safe and stable home, what sort of care do you offer, and how does it fit into your existing life?
Yeah, so actually fostering is super flexible. So you can pick if you want to do like respite, which is, sometimes over the weekend. You can do short term, which is, maybe for a couple of months. You can do longer term care, which, could be ongoing or kind of a longer term thing. So, and when you sign up to be a foster carer, they actually ask you what your preferences are and they allow you to change that over time. For me, I've got a long-term kid in my care, and she has been with me for 10 months now and will at least be with me for 2 years. And I've also have some respite placements, so I look after kids for other carers. And sometimes kids for their parents when their parents need a bit of a break.
And you mentioned respite care, so that is looking after kids from other foster parents so that they can have a bit of a break. What sort of support does AusChild offer carers to help them with fostering?
Yeah, so, I mean, you get heaps and heaps of support. It's kind of hard to say it all in this time, but I think like the respite weekends are really good for me as a single gay man. It's really important for me to be able to kind of take breaks and to be able to go on dates and all of those things. I think that, that you kind of miss when you've got a kid around 24/7. So I get, 1 weekend off a month where, my young person stays with another carer. They also have a buddy program. So I kind of got buddied with, another carer when I started, to be a carer. Now we're best friends. Our kids do things together all the time. We look after each other's kids for different, the different, events and different times. There's also some financial support. So the government does give you a little bit of financial support to have kids in your care. It's definitely nothing to make a profit out of, but it definitely helps. And there's also 24/7 support. So I've had it once or twice where I've kind of been at a loss as to what to do, especially in the early days of fostering where, I might be looking after a kid who was struggling a little bit and I didn't know what to do. And I just called the online support through AusChild and they talked me through it and they talked to the young person and they really kind of settled them. You also get a case manager. Case manager is brilliant. My case manager for the young person that I look after is just amazing, so patient, so empathetic, and really kind of understands where you're coming from.
There's always help at hand.
100%. There's always help and there's always support around you.
Which is great, because I know some people have that concern about what do I do if things aren't going right and, I don't know what to do. Where can I get guidance from? So that's really good to hear that AusChild provide that to you. Have you got any advice, Chris, about, for someone who's perhaps thinking about becoming a foster carer, with Ozchild, what advice would you give them?
I mean, obviously to do it, but I think, you know, one of the things when I talk to people about being a foster carer, one of the things that they often say to me is, I didn't think I could do it because of X, Y, Z, or I didn't think I could do it because I'm single, or I didn't think I
Chris,
could do
we're it losing your renting. Connection.
But
We're losing your connection for some reason.
Sorry, is this?
That's better, yep.
Yeah, so I think it's just to actually just learn about it, to contact Ozchild, go to the website. There's lots of information sessions, and you'll find that actually all those things that you think are barriers for you to not be able to do it are actually things that you realize that you can do it. So I'd say just do as much as you can to get in touch with Ozchild, pop onto the website. Have a chat with people that work there. They're more than happy. They're the loveliest people. They're more than happy to talk to you about fostering, and they can talk you through any concerns that you might have. Like I said, you know, I lots of people think that there are barriers, but actually there are very few barriers to being a carer, especially if you genuinely want to provide a safe and stable home for a young person.
Fantastic, Chris. Good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Christopher Schilt, who is a foster carer. And if you want more information about fostering, head to ozchild.org.au. It's ozchild.org.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.